God bless you. God bless you, Bride of Christ. I would like to thank God for this platform that has been put forth for the use, because the Bible says, use, if you cannot serve your God in your full time, then the time will come when you will grow old and you might not be able to do it. My God, lead, bless the ministers who labored, whom the Lord gave this revelation to open up this platform for us all. By the names, I'm Brother Kiara Emmanuel from Erosie Mbare, and my pastor, precious pastor, a blessing to me, is Pastor Wilson Kamba. I salute you, Pastor. May the Lord really bless you. Before I speak anything, I'd like to thank my brethren who have so far sent in messages. They have been so wonderful, they have been so encouraging, and they have been a blessing to us. Even the ministers, for their questions and answers, thank you. I know all your labors are not in vain. Our Lord is going to reward you abundantly. I would like to speak something. It's about, I believe, every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord will never go back in vain. When a man speaks, the word does not act anything. But when God speaks, the word must come to pass. Because God is not a man to lie. We can lie among ourselves. We can speak and words will not come to pass. But when God speaks, every word that he speaks, it's a must. It must come to pass. So I believe, for he said, I'll be with you, even in you, until the end of this world. The world will not see me, but you will see me, because I will live in you. I believe in the scripture, because the word of the Lord, I believe that he's already with me here. I want to ask of his presence, as I'm going to speak a simple word, that may come forth and speak the word to make it of action. Let me open up with a prayer. Father, in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you glory. I want to give you honor. I want to give you praise. I want to give you thanks, Father, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You brought us on the way, Lord, where we have been laboring, where we didn't even have hope that, Lord, we shall reach this time and we shall be what we are today. But by your grace, but by predestination, Father, for you began a good work in us, Father, you bring it unto accomplishment, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Jesus Christ, for this time that I'm going to speak unto you, to the Lord. But I ask of thy Holy Spirit, I ask of thy presence, Father. May you come and use me, Father. May you come and anoint my lips, Jesus Christ. May I disappear as you appear. May I decrease, Lord, as you increase, Jesus Christ. Father, I want you, Jesus Christ, speak, Lord, the word, Lord, in power. Because you sent forth your word. It was a word, Father. We have had enough word, Jesus Christ. We have had enough preaching, Father. But we want a word in manifestation. Every word that you say, Father, we want to see, Father, coming to pass. When we speak, Lord, we want, Lord, Father, to act there and there. Because you said in the last days, Jesus Christ, that's what's going to take place, Father. I pray that, Lord, may it be a blessing unto you, children, Lord. Every person that's going to listen unto this word, Father, may he or she, Lord, Father, be blessed, Father. And may you put the desires in your sons and daughters, Father. May you put them, Lord, Father, on cyst, on fire, Lord Jesus Christ, to cease to praise your name, to glorify you, Jesus Christ, ever being in your praises, Lord, no matter under which circumstance, Father, but help us put you first, Jesus Christ, for the glorification of your name, Jesus Christ. As Lord, Father, I'm going to speak, Lord, let you be the one speaking unto your sons and daughters, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and I believe. I'm going to have a simple title, and it is Proving Whether You Are the True Sons of God. Hallelujah. God the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes as he was in the old times of the apostles. He's still the same God even today. But where is the problem? We have lost the sincerity. We have read in the Bible, men who stood for God, they used to call upon his name and he answered. They prayed and he answered. They healed the sick. The dead raised. Because they were seeking God with sincerity. We speak, we love God. We speak, we know God. We jump in churches. We shout a mighty hallelujah. But we have lost the sincerity in our hearts. God needs a man who is going to stand with a sincere heart, believing with all the heart, knowing that the person whom he is speaking to is a mighty God. He never fails. He answers prayers. He's the Lord God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. That's the man the Lord wants. Who has totally surrendered. Who knows he cannot do anything on his own. Who knows he's nothing. Because God brings something from zero to hero. Brother, we have to become nothing for God to be with us. We have got to prove that we are the sons of God. We have got to prove that we belong to God. We have got to prove that we came from God and we are going back to God. There are very many precious promises lying in the Bible. Just take it in the physical. You are a son at your home. Everything in the home belongs to you. No one can come and try to move you to and fro in your home. You know, you're standing in your home. Brothers and sisters, we are sons of God, ordained all the way before the foundation of this world. Our names were written in the Lamb's book of redemption before the foundation of this world. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of this world. He left his own glory to come and die for me and you. Not just in vain. We are God's victory. We have to show that you are God's victory. He died for you. He redeemed you. He suffered all the pain on that cross for you. So that you can be saved. So that you can save someone. You have to move in whatsoever thing you do. You must do it like a son. You must speak like a son. You must act like a son. Wherever you go. I remember one time when we were in school. But we sang God. When you stand for God, brothers, he will stand for you. We stood for the word of God, but we were hated in the whole school. When you could walk around the compound, people could point you. Those are the boys who are trying to change the word of God. But we were trying to tell them the truth. When you could stand on the pulpit to preach, I could say, a Kenyan has come. I remember one time they called us for a meeting when we were speaking about the name of Jesus Christ. That is the mighty Jehovah. Is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That no one in the Bible was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But they were all baptized in the name of Jesus. And they called us for a meeting. They say, from today onwards, if we see another person preaching such a gospel, we shall come and pull you on the pulpit. I cried in my heart. I said, if preaching the true word of God, if standing for the word of God, if speaking his word, what is spoken and what is right in his word makes me be pulled on the pulpit, then let everything be done. But I'll keep on preaching the word of God, because I know when you stand for him, he will stand with you. When I was sick almost 2 years down on bed, they used to move me everywhere. They took me to different hospitals. They took me to different witchcraft. They did all what they could that they are looking for my life. But I was not yet saved. I suffered all that way long. They cut my body with very many things that they are trying to search for my life. But one day when I met God, there is a plaza when I joined school. That was in 2000. When I joined school, 2019. When I joined school in that school, I found a plaza, a very precious plaza, William Eckhart. When I spoke to him about my situation, he encouraged me and he talked to me about this God. His name is Jesus Christ. He never fails. He heals all kinds of sickness. There is nothing that can stand before him. I believed on the Lord. Brothers, I have to testify unto you. When you meet God, you cannot remind yourself. When you meet God, you cannot remind yourself. I used to cut my leg because all the time it was burning like fire. I used to cut around the hill until I finish, like it all breaks. Then I feel like I'm at peace. But it was all in vain. But when I met God, I surrendered my life to this God. I called upon his name and he answered me. Like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. He saved them. They said, even so, this Lord is not going to pick us, to save us from this fire, but we are not going to worship the devil. We are not going to bow down unto the beast. That God who saved me, that God who healed me, I couldn't give up on serving him. We kept pressing on. We kept serving him. We kept standing for him. Not until the news spark in the whole school, and they called a general meeting. They called a big pastor. He's called a big pastor. Some big man from Kampala. They sat us down. They made us nothing. He did not even allow us to speak anything. That time we were speaking about women preachers. They complained, these brothers are not allowing us to preach the gospel. We sat down with the director. We spoke to her about the word of the Lord. She said, yeah, I didn't know. But if this be the word of the Lord, then I believe. But people continued pressing the director, not until he called one of the men, let's call the pastor, his son, and he sat us down. But brother, God never fails. When they sat us in the meeting, this man pressed us, made us act like nothing. He did not even allow us to speak, mention any scripture. He spoke all his nonsense. We were keeping quiet, but our hearts were burning. We felt like almost bursting. He did not speak any scripture. He spoke all his theology. And we were just laughing and rejoicing the earth. Because we knew he's nothing. But if someone be of God, he speaks the word of God. And the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. That's the Jesus we need to stand for. Brother, wherever you go, you should keep on testifying upon the Lord. You should keep on standing for God. First semester, when I entered school, I did not complete the semester. Daddy passed on. I cried tears, but a scripture came upon my heart. I'm the father to the fatherless. There was no tuition. Mommy is just a lady who sits at home. She has no job. But brother, God is so wonderful. Brother, God is so precious. My sister, God is so precious. When I stood for that God, he has been making ways where seems to be no way. When we have been crying for him, brother, I have to testify to you about this. All the group that we have been in, praying, standing for this message. Almost we have been the people whom they have been demanding tuition. We have been the people whom they have been sending back home all the time. But brother, that God never fails. In every situation, he is there with you. At the end, we have seen the victory. We have seen the victory of the Lord being revealed. So that's a God I'm trying to tell you about. At the end, he has given us victory. God knows all what you're going through. But he only needs you to call upon him with a sincere heart. Then he will answer you. It doesn't matter how long you've stayed in the message. Some people take this and they be glad. They relax. They think they have enough with the Lord. But brother, you still need more. The Lord said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you will do. Greater than this, you will do. But where are the works? There is something wrong. We have got to wake up. We have got to await this Jesus Christ. Brother, you have got to stand by his word. It's a challenge to every believer. There are very many people waiting for you. The sick are waiting for you. The lame are waiting for you. The crippled are waiting for you in me. When you rise up, the world will wonder. There has been a perversion. There has been faking of miracles. But one day, this world is going to be shaken by the might power of the sons and daughters of God. Healing, deliverance, dead rise, because he promised. You have got to prove whether you are the true sons of God. You have got to stand your ground. You have got to lay your face upon the Lock of Ages. Speak to the Lord and he will answer. That Lord never disappoints. Brothers, I've seen it with my own heart, with my own eyes. And I can now stand and say, God is not dead, he's alive. God answers by fire. The Lord who stood with brother, Branham. The Lord who has been standing with all the ministers is the same God who is going to stand with us. We need to only call this God back on scene. We need to call back God on scene. Then he will answer by fire. But you have God to prove that you are the true sons of God. Yeah. praising is not enough. Worshiping is not enough. But we need the power of God in church. We need the power of transformation. We have come to a point where we have to come to church when we need to meet God. When we need to see His presence, we need to speak to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, my Master. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, my Redeemer. Thank you, the Lord, the same yesterday, today, and forever, because you never fail. I pray that, Lord, may you bless every person who is going.
God bless you, Bride of Jesus Christ. My name is Brother William Ekal from LCA Nairobi, Toronto. And it's a privilege testifying of the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm from LCA Nairobi, Toronto. And my precious pastor is Pastor Bernard Jude. I am so grateful for this opportunity being given. Let's go straight to the Word of God. I'm going to read from two portions of Scripture, but let's just bow down our heads as we go to the Word. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before your presence, knowing that you are the mighty God, the mighty conqueror, the God who conquered every power, who conquered every situation, Lord God. Father, it's another day that you have made. Father, may you bless this word that I'm going to speak to your children, Father. Anoint the hearts of the hearers of this word. Father, take me out of the way that you may do the leading, Jesus Christ. Because I'm not worthy to stand before your presence, oh God. I'm just nothing before your presence. I'm not even a molecule, not even an atom, Lord, before your presence. But Lord, thou art everything, Jesus. Lord God, may you speak your word. And Lord God, let glory and honor be back to you. Father, I pray this and believe in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read from the book of 1 John 5, 4 to 6. The Bible says that, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, this is he who came by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Then I'm going to read from the next scripture that is in the book of Hebrews 11:1 onwards. The Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report through faith. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Praise the Lord. So for a title, faith is the key to the overcomer. And then my subject is the super saints. So the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God gave us five senses. And these five senses God gave us in order to contact the natural world. Praise the Lord. The physical world. Praise Jesus Christ. But remember that to every Christian, there is the sixth sense that is given to you. And that is faith. Praise the Lord. Faith is the sixth sense. And this is a powerful sense. Praise the Lord. The sixth sense is also a super sense to a Christian. Praise Jesus Christ. Actually, there is nothing that can hide in that sense. It makes you believe things you cannot see. It makes you believe things you cannot hear. And the devil can hide in the five senses, but he cannot hide and play around with the sixth sense. The sixth sense controls the five senses, but the five senses cannot control the sixth sense. You cannot believe this, praise the Lord, but until you get to be regenerated, praise the Lord. The Bible says that no man can call Jesus to Christ, but only by the Holy Spirit. People who are just believing usually find it difficult to believe this. In John 5:24, the Bible says that he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. Eternal life comes from God alone. And it is God alone that gives eternal life. Today, you are only taking what somebody else said, what you learned by intellectual, what you learned by natural five senses. But when the sixth sense comes in, the Holy Spirit takes away all the five senses off and lifts you up into the sixth sense and makes you to believe things that you can't see, that you can't test, that you can't hear. Praise the Lord. He does things that you cannot tell. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the Christ because you have witnessed. Praise the Lord. Not what intellectual teachings has taught you, but what you have experienced. You may ask, what is the sixth sense for? Praise the Lord. The sixth sense makes the five senses in you to deny anything that is contrary to God's own word. Praise the Lord. That is what the sixth sense is for. The scripture speaks of casting down reasonings. With the five senses, you can reason. The sixth sense is so far beyond it, so much higher than it, until it doesn't even have any reasonings at all. And that makes the five senses, praise the Lord, to be powerless. Praise the Lord. The sixth sense is God in a Christian. That the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why faith is said to be a super sense. I remember we live by faith, we walk by faith, we talk by faith, everything we do is by faith. And that faith is our victory. Faith is the conqueror. Faith is the overcomer. I remember there has been many victories that have been won. Praise the Lord. You've heard of people called Hitler. You've heard of a man called Hitler, Napoleon. They won victories, but their victories did not last. But the victory in Christ Jesus is eternal. It's everlasting. Praise the Lord. This Christian journey has instructions that you have to follow. Praise the Lord. And it's all found in the Word of God. Praise Jesus. And many of you know that in Olympics or any other athletical game, no matter if you arrive first in the race, but if you haven't played the game according to the rules, you are disqualified. You have to play the rule right. So no matter how long you have run this race of Christianity, you must live right in order to reach the destination and avoid disqualification. That's the way it is with a human life. You can't play the rules of the game of life wrong and expect to win. You've got to play it according to God's own word and the purpose that you have been brought here. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Now there are so many people that seem not to have a purpose in life, especially in the day that we are living in. People just think all they have to do is to keep with somebody else, is to live with the fashions of this world. Praise Jesus Christ. Today, the world has people that seem, praise the Lord, the ambition is to have good cars, praise the Lord, to have good clothes, praise Jesus. And they want to emulate some musician somewhere. Praise Jesus Christ. Some people's ambition is to get maybe an increment in salary. But that's not all what matters. That's all right anyway. But there is a higher ambition in a human life than those things. Praise Jesus. In a Christian, there is something higher. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it would pay us all to sit down and wonder why we are here in the first place and think of Eva, who was kind enough to bring us here. Brother, we ought to consider and ask him what he would have us to do. Praise Jesus Christ. What would he have us to do in this world? And the purpose of us coming to fulfill what he has purposed us for us to do in this world. But we seem to be just wanting to keep up with the world and be like a piece of wood drifting from one place to another. Praise Jesus. God wants to mold us and make us what he wants us to be. But how can we do that? Oh, how can God do that when we want to do things on our own? Praise the Lord. We want to become our own master. We want to think our own way. And many people come into the church and even don't mind what the church believes. Praise Jesus Christ. Don't even know what the church stands for. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You must always check and find out what the church stands for and stand for the word of God. Praise Jesus Christ. If anything is taken out of the word, praise the Lord, you don't need to stand for that. For you have to stand for the full word of God. For the Bible says that God is the word himself. Praise Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Whoever is listening for this word here that I'm speaking, you are going to wind up one day at the foot of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Or maybe at the valleys of the shadows of death. But I would advise you this day, this hour, to prepare to meet God that will have to meet you on that day. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You will either meet him as a masterpiece that he has worked on, or as a drifting piece of wood. Praise the Lord. Don't just float from one church to another, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there will be that will enter in there. Praise the Lord. And because broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there will be that will go in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus Christ. Now, it wasn't so in the days gone by. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This day that when a man came to God, he had a purpose of doing it. Praise the Lord. There has to be a purpose of you serving God. Don't just be drifted from one place to another. I remember one time of a man called Daniel. Daniel, when he was purposed, when he was taken rather to Babylon, though he was going away from his home, and he was going to have to be a slave to another nation of people, but Daniel purposed in his heart, no matter what they did to him, he wasn't going to defile himself with the Babylonian sin. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, if we had more gallant men like that, that would purpose in their hearts. Praise the Lord. If I am a Christian, I am going to fight out every divine blessing that belongs to me and claim for it. Praise the Lord. If the Bible teaches that I can receive the Holy Spirit, I am going to stand for it. Praise the Lord. I am going to stay right down on my knees till God gives me the Holy Spirit and just not drift. Praise the Lord. One time a story was told of a man who was on a cornfield, and this man said, God, if you don't give me the Holy Spirit, you'll find my bones right here. He knelt down, he lay himself down there, and God was bound, praise the Lord, to fulfill his word. Praise the Lord. God had to give that man the Holy Spirit. Brother, till we get to business with God and have some purpose and some gratitude for him serving you, praise the Lord. Daniel, when he had a purpose in his heart, and the devil made him to prove it in the lion's den, but we find out that it stood good in the face of the hungry lion. Praise Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And a man that ever comes to God and really, really down in his heart finds a settled faith, it will always stand good in the mouth of death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the mouth of sorrow, it always stands good. Praise Jesus Christ. For faith is our victory. You have overcome by faith. Praise the Lord. Abraham, just a man with no certain purpose in life. Praise the Lord. One day, while Abraham was praying, no doubt he prayed through till he struck the hand of God. How did he do it? It was by faith. Perhaps he thought like this: if there is a God who made the ark, if there is a God who made the ark, and let Noah float, I can touch that God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I can touch that God. Then somewhere in the land of heathens, sojourning, he touched the hand of God. And in there, God gave him a revelation that there was a city whose builder and maker was God. And we read that all Abraham's life, he was a pilgrim and a stranger to the world, for his ambition was to find that city, praise the Lord, whose builder and maker was God. He struck something. He called God and a faith in that God that he foresaw the new Jerusalem. And he put, praise the Lord, his pack on his back. And because, praise the Lord, and Abraham became a wanderer, not just floating about with any purpose, praise the Lord. He had faith that there was a city whose builder and maker was God. An internal city. He had a purpose in his life to find that place. Let me say this, that one day when the battle was over, he met the king of that city and he gave him the communion, praise the Lord, the bread and wine, Melchizedek himself. Oh, you who is listening right now, praise the Lord, you can purpose, praise the Lord, you can purpose anything of God's promise in your heart. If your soul has been tormented, praise the Lord, by sins, by doubts, by ups and downs, frustrations, and there is something in your heart telling you that you can overcome, oh brother, sister, just kneel down till you strike heaven. Go beyond the sound barrier. Then you will have a purpose in your life. Praise the Lord. You will have a purpose in belonging to the church. Praise the Lord. You will have a purpose in serving God. You will have a purpose in being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have a purpose seeking for that. Because we know that God is honest and God is true and God cannot lie. Praise Jesus Christ. And if God blessed that into Abraham's heart by his own voice, his word, then God has blessed before us in his Bible and by the witness of the Holy Spirit and by returning of the Holy Spirit in signs and wonders that Jesus Christ still lives and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then why would we seek any longer after the things of the world? If you need anything, praise the Lord, whatsoever that God has promised in the Bible, he's right there tonight to meet that need. No need seeking further for the things of the world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is there to grant you whatever you need. He is more than able, for the Bible says, praise the Lord, that which father can a child ask for a fish and then gives him a snake? Praise the Lord. Which father can a child ask for a bread and then gives a stone? Which father can a child ask for an egg then gives a scorpion? For men being evil know what good things to give their children. How much more our heavenly Father, can he give you the Holy Spirit? How much more can he give you the desire of your heart? Praise the Lord. But we have to have a reason. We have to have an ambition to serve God. We have to have a desire, a purpose in our hearts until we reach down. Praise the Lord, we break out our hearts and reach out and touch that God, like the way Abraham touched the hand of God. Praise the Lord, it was by faith. Praise the Lord, until you activate that sixth sense in you. Praise the Lord, something will have to happen. Praise Jesus Christ. Heaven will come down and you will receive the desire of your heart. He is still the same God today, as the Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed. He's still God today as he has always been. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. He is more than able. He is a powerful God. He is the God who answers by fire, as the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews 12:29, that God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. He can consume every situation around you. Praise the Lord. He answers by fire. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let glory and honor get back to him. We thank God for this day. May God bless you whoever is listening. Just catch a revelation of who you are. Praise the Lord. Who God is, who your enemy is, and then stand still and walk this way. Praise the Lord. And you will meet God. You will get that experience of who God is. Praise the Lord. You'll meet him and he will not leave you the same. Praise the Lord. He will not leave you the same. Praise Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, praise the Lord, in St. John, praise the Lord, 5:19. Praise, I do nothing except what the Father says. Praise Jesus Christ. He can give you the desire of your heart. May God richly bless you. Let's bow down our heads and just have this word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. May Lord bless the word that I've spoken, Lord God. Bless the hearers, Lord Jesus Christ. May you grant everyone the desire of their hearts according to thy word, Jesus. And Lord God, glory and honor shall be unto thee. Father, thank you, Jesus Christ. I pray and believe in the mighty name of
God. Bless you, saints. I am Brother. God bless you, saints. I am Brother Matthew Ketch from LOCA Nairobi, Tororo, and my pastor is Brother Ben. So tonight I would like to speak about ye are the salt of the earth. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we approach your throne of mercy this evening, asking for wisdom and for your guidance as we study the word this evening. May you come down and stir the word in us this evening and water is too, Lord, and in Lord, may you bless us as we read the word. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray and believe. Amen. So if you have your Bible, you can turn with me to one portion of scripture this evening, and that is Matthew 5. I'll begin from 13 and read all the way to 16. It says, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men set a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and to give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." May God add a blessing in your reading of His word. So for a title tonight, "Ye are the salt of the earth." Glory be to God. So you see, Jesus is in His teaching, He would use symbols. For instance, when He was sending His disciples, He said, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpent, and harmless as dove." So He was using symbols of animals. I send you forth as sheep. Be you wise as serpent. Now, why symbols? Symbols represent an idea, object, or relationship. Symbols facilitate understanding of the world in which we live. Therefore, symbols serve as the ground upon which we make judgment. People use symbols to make sense of the world around them. So here Jesus was saying, "Ye are the salt of the earth." And when I looked on Google, I found out that salt has long been used for flavoring and for preserving food. So there are two purposes of salt here. One is flavoring and the other is preserving food. So salt flavors, gives taste to the food. If you're given food and there is no salt in it, the food might have been prepared well with all tomatoes and so on, but if that food lacked salt, it would not be tasty. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth." You add taste to the earth. In this dark age, you are the light of the earth. A city that set upon a hill cannot be hid. Therefore, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. And the other purpose of salt is for preserving food. So salt is a preservative. So you are the preservative of the earth. This present earth is still here because you are here, brother. But when the bride is gone, this earth will go into tribulation period. It will go into destruction. The Bible says this present earth and this present heaven is reserved in store for fire. And the angels are holding the four corners of the earth, waiting for the bride to get ready. Like the angel told Lot, "I can't do nothing until you have left Sodom." And we are in a Sodom condition again. But any time when the bride is gone, this present earth is going into destruction. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible says in Revelation 21, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." Hallelujah. So you are the salt of the earth. Ye are the preservative of the earth. Therefore, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Because you are the pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God. Every man and woman that is born of the Spirit of God and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and believes every word of God stands as though you never sinned at the first place. You are perfect. The blood of Jesus Christ washes you clean. And Jesus, the Word, took my place. He became me that I might become Him. The Word, let me hold true to that Word. Hallelujah. And that's spiritual union of Christ and His bride now. When the flesh is becoming Word and the Word is becoming flesh, manifested, vindicated, just what the Bible say would happen in this day. It is happening day by day. Brother, let everything go wrong. Sister, let everybody else prosper. Let Era prosper. Let the men who have a form of godliness and deny the power of prosper. But if you know where you stand, you will stand, brother. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Regardless if the whole world turns you down, you will stand just the same. You want to vary from that word. Hallelujah. And you will become conscious of His presence. Before you do something, is God happy with what I am doing? Will it bring glory to His name? You don't want to grieve His presence. And that brings humility. That brings love. You do good to your enemy. You love them. You die to yourself. Self-will, self-desire is all gone. As Paul said, I die daily. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And brother, when you get to that state, nothing in this world matters anymore. What matters the most is the will of the Father. The big question becomes, before I do something, am I in the will of the Father? You seek to do His will all the time. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And when we are ready to go beyond our human flesh, then it is unlimited what God can do with such a man. Hallelujah. You act like a Christian. You walk like a Christian. You talk like a Christian. You dress like a Christian. You pray like a Christian. You believe like a Christian. And you live like a Christian. Hallelujah. It is Christ now taking on the center stage. He wants to have preeminence. He's putting it through a process. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. And if you're born of the Word of God, God's Word has the preeminence in His church. That's what He died for. That's His purpose, that He might be able to achieve, to have His preeminence working in His church. Let the Word of God shine forth first, no matter what anything else look like. I don't care if the electors say this, that, or the other. It has nothing to do with it. God's Word says so, and we are...
God bless you all. Greetings in the name of our Lord, beloved Jesus Christ. My name is Brother Joshua Chelimo, and I'm from Kitalale. My pastor is Brother Alfred Ntai, and I believe if he gets a chance to listen to this, I trust it will be a blessing to him as well as the church. I hope all is well with you. And first and foremost, I would like to pass my greetings in the name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ and to you all. Also, I want to take this chance to thank the ministry for granting us such an opportunity to share, to testify on the Word. And to me, such an event of this, it makes us as young people to go down and pray to see what the Lord will want us to share or what will want us to do at this time. So once again, I'm not going to preach, neither am I going to sing, but I would like to bring your attention. There is a message I was listening to it some few days ago, and it was the restoration of the bridegroom tree. And there was a part that really blessed my heart, and I believe if you are following from the message hub, it is from paragraph 52 to paragraph 57, where Brother Branham was talking about the law of life. And one thing that I loved about that part was relating to some examples of the fish and the bird. And he said the fish knows that in him there's a law of swimming, and neither does he struggle or do exercise to swim, just lets go and down it goes with the ocean and comes back. neither also the bird knows that in him it is something, there is something to fly. So that part really, I was thinking about it, and also gave an example of the life of that there was a law in Christ, there was a law of life in Christ, and Christ knew it, and even he gave examples where he was saying that that law was able to bring Christ from the death. So if I may read from paragraph 52, where I actually got that part, says there's a law, or if I ever get my text, there's a law given amongst everything. You know, a fish has a law, and that fish can stand up here in water, and he has a law within him. If you just let go that law that is in him, can sink plump to the bottom of the sea. It won't bother him a bit, won't break one sail. You try to do it, that's the law. That law is not in him, you can't do it, but the fish can. He deflates himself of that air such a way that there is nothing in him to burn, to burst open. He's made that way. He knows it. That part really, where he says he knows it. I was wishing he knows it. Let me read it again. He can enforce that law to take him plumb to the bottom of the sea and raise him back up again. Paragraph 54. A bird has a law, and its body material is earthbound. Now, its body material is earthbound, sits here on earth here, but it has a law within it. It has a law within it that the way it spreads its wings, it can fly, plump out of sight. That's against science. They claim it is earthbound. Gravitation has to hit, but it can defy gravitation, lift itself right off it and go right on out, because it has to put that law that is in it to work. It is built to possess that law. Now, it is built to possess that law. And now, if I may go to paragraph 53. Oh, there was a law in Christ, the law in man. You can bury him to the deepest grave of the grave or deepest sea or the lowest hell. There is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. Now, that part of the quote that I was thinking about, there was a law in Christ, and that law is in a man. You can bury him to the deepest of the grave, and you can, or the lowest of hell. There is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. Now, that part of, there is a law of life in us. That is the part that I really loved, that there is a law in us. Now, on paragraph 55. We have a law, the law of life in us. Only one thing you have to do. You are made and bound. And placed here in the body of Christ as sons and daughters of God. You don't have to knock down to the devil. You have got a law. That is the law of the Holy Spirit. The law of the Holy Spirit in us. The only thing you have to do is to know how to let go and let God. You keep fighting at it. See? And it won't never work. When you let go, and let God have. That is paragraph 55. Now, when you move to paragraph 56, if the fish said, wait, I will catch my breath, a real God, I will breathe up a little oxygen in me, and I will see if I can go down. No. If it does that, it will burst to open. The bird says, I will see how fast I can run down here and maybe I will take off. No, he won't do it. you will fall down. See, it's good to know how to control and how to let the law control him. This part of knowing how to control and how to let the law control him, that is the part really I was thinking about it. Would it be beautiful if we know how to control the law of the life in us and how to let the law control us? Now, the last, second last, paragraph 57, and the same way it is with us. It isn't what we fight. Now, yeah, the prophet is explaining the same way it is with us. It isn't what we fight, pull and hurry. Oh, if I don't get this or if I don't get that, that is not it. It's to know the law of life is in you and you just let go and let go. Amen. If it's to know that the law of Christ is in you and you just let it go and let go. Now it continues. Then he takes you to your healing, takes you to the baptism of the Spirit or anything. Any claim that is given is yours, and by letting go and by letting God. Amen. Now paragraph 63. God set all of his laws to serve him, both natural and spiritual, working according to his word regardless of the condition. And he continues to say, I had a scripture here on that. Yes, God set all of his laws in motion. Think of it. It says, let it soak in now, because we are coming to a healing service in a few minutes. See, God set all of his laws into motion, that it must work accordingly to his word. He commanded the sun, he commanded the nature, moon, and earth. They all fall right in us. And all the laws work in harmony with God, with God's spoken word. And the law of life that is in us will also bring us to life and to the resurrection. It is good to. It is impossible for it not. Now, paragraph 64, that is the reason the law of the life that was in Christ, when the word was spoken and said, I will not suffer my whole one to see corruption, neither will I leave my soul in hell. There wasn't enough time. There wasn't enough devils. There wasn't anything to keep Christ in that grave till his body began to rot. Because the law of God will bring the word to pass, and the law of God will bring any promise to pass, regardless of the condition. Actually, that paragraph from paragraph 52 to paragraph 64, that was the part that I was thinking of it, and I was thinking, wouldn't it be beautiful just to be like the fish? He knows that there's a law in him to swim, and the bird knows there's a law in him to fly. And the fish doesn't struggle at all. Just let go. It doesn't take even breath or something to think. Just let go. And it swims and comes back. And also in a bird, just it defies the law of gravity. It just flies. And the prophet there talks about there was a law of life in Christ. And the main reason of that law was to bring him to the from the grave into to life. And I was thinking, would it be beautiful for us now as saints at this time of adoption? We know we are looking forth for the manifestation, and we know that there is a law in us, the law of life. And if you ever get to know how to operate that law or to let the law control, or to let the law control us. I believe if we ever reach to that place, then we can be able, once we know, once we let the law control us, or we let, or we control the law, I believe Galatians 5:19 will come to pass. John 5:19 will also come to pass. John 14:12 will come into effect. John 15:7, St. Mark 16, Revelation 22:17, the Spirit and the Bride say come, among other things. And that part, that really was what I was thinking, and I was and I believe what I've just shared is a blessing to you, and I pray that God to help us, that we may be able to reach that place where we can let that law of life in us to come to operate, and we also to have to know how to operate the law. God bless you. Shalom.